We rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We turn to reflect on the majesty of our Lord as it comes to us in the words of Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. This is the word of the Lord. We pray. O Lord, how excellent is your name. Give us the hearts of dear children, that we may know and praise your name in all the earth. Amen. From the mouth of a child comes something simple. A child looks up to his dad and makes the simple statement, God must have big hands. Dad, did you know God's hands are bigger than the whole world? God's hands are bigger than everything. As grown-ups, we tend to make things complicated. We think about our plans for life, what's going on around us, and we make things complicated. We look ahead to what's going to happen next, and we try to plan out every detail. We try to predict every outcome. We think about all the bad things that could happen. And we become so focused in every detail that's going on right now or might be going on tomorrow that we miss the whole picture. Grown-ups especially tend to make things more complicated than they need to be. We try to wrap our mind around an idea like God and His will for us and find us our minds wrapped into knots and our tongues tied. We try to explain something like the teaching of the Trinity, how God could be three persons and yet one. And we become confused. We try to come up with the right words, but what words are there for this teaching? We express our thoughts in the Athanasian Creed with words like these. We worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. And while it's necessary to come up with those confessions, to explain who God is not, and to rightly represent Him, at the same time, there's a danger. There's a danger that we try to reason out every detail of God and miss out on the big picture. This is also a danger, even more so, when we try to figure out how God is interacting in our lives, in the world. When we see every detail and try to reason out how God relates to everything going on around us, and we get our minds wrapped in knots and our tongues tied, we make things complicated. And yet the truth is, God is simple. The truth is, God's hands are big. I don't know about you, but in my mind, the mark of a genius is someone who can accomplish the most with the least amount of work. A genius is not someone who can necessarily do the most or think the most complicated ideas. Really, in my mind, a genius is someone who can accomplish the most in the simplest way, who can boil things down to simple ideas. For example, we speak of simple machines in science. We talk about how levers and pulleys, wheels and axles are simple machines because they accomplish the most work with the least amount of effort, the least amount of energy lost. They're simple because they don't have a lot of parts and they don't have mechanisms driving their work. When we say that God is simple, what we mean to say is He doesn't have any working parts. He accomplishes the most amount of work with the least amount of effort. He's united. To say God is simple is to say that he has no mechanism trying to work behind the scenes to make him do what he does. He's perfectly united, independent, and free from all limitations. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. A child looks up to his dad and makes the simple statement, God must have big hands. A child sees things more simply than grown-ups do. It is from such a mouth that God says he has established strength. Literally, verse 2 reads, he has established a stronghold for the enemy, to still the enemy and the avenger. There is something in a child's faith that proves the enemy powerless. What a wonder that God, who has his glory set above the heavens, would make his strength known in the mouth of a child. Echoes of this psalm are found throughout Scripture, and especially as Jesus rides into Jerusalem. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rides in humbly on a donkey to the city of the king. He enters the temple, and he heals the blind and the lame, proving his power, and the children cry out, Hosanna to the Son of David. The children. And yet, all the while, the wise and learned priests and scribes do not. In fact, they're angry. They're angry at the children for praising Jesus. But what does Jesus say? Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? The children acknowledge what the Pharisees do not. However humble and human Jesus might be, they see how big his hands are, how he can heal the lame and the blind, how he has power over all creation. God is simple. His hands are bigger than everything. What we mean when we say that God is simple is that he has no moving parts. He has no mechanism behind the scenes trying to drive him to do what he does. After all, what was needed to bring forth this world? It was with nothing more than a word of his mouth that the heavens and the earth were made. He sent forth his spirit, hovering over the waters, to shape and form this creation, to bring life into our lives, to fill the creation with the touch of God's hands and create man in his own image. Fill us with his spirit and those simple things that define who God is and what he does, righteousness and holiness and truth. These were the parts of man. It was a work of the triune God, where in his will the Father spoke, in his word the Son acted, and in his breath the Spirit gave life. There was nothing compelling God to do this. There was no mechanism behind the scenes trying to move him toward this act of grace. Yes, the creation was an act of God's grace. It was freely given. Independent of anything we had ever done, he gave life. But man would not accept something so simple. It was too simple. The command not to eat of that tree was too simple. God gave no explanation why. And man wondered. Man began to reason and make things complicated. There must be something behind it all. God must be holding back. He doesn't want us to know something about himself. He doesn't want us to have something. And so things became complicated. With one sin, death entered the world, and things got complicated. Man fell from the image of God. He lost those simple things. Truth, and righteousness and holiness. We do make things complicated. It is not enough for us simply to trust. When we can't see His will being played out the way we would like it, when plans are going awry or we don't know what stands around the corner, we try to make every detail fit into this complicated knot. We try to get our mind wrapped around what God is doing and don't realize He's bigger than us and He doesn't fit into our complex knots. The sins we commit make our lives complicated. And we wonder why God isn't answering our prayers, why He's not doing the things we want Him to do. We wonder why He's given no explanation to why He put that tree there in the garden, why temptation is part of our life. He simply asks us to trust Him. It's too simple. And that's why it's hard. We're in a complicated world. We're in a world twisted by sin. The Bible is outdated. Marriage is outdated. The family life is outdated. Simple things like patience and humility, honesty and honor, good reputation and attitude and a good attitude, selflessness and sacrifice, trust and love. They're just not what they used to be. They won't do. God needs to be brought up to speed with the 21st century. And yet God wants to keep things simple. He purposes to untie our knots. He redeems us from sin. He sends His Son to death and raises Him up to make Him Lord of all so that He can untie our knots and restore us to simplicity, to life, to His Spirit. The Father resurrects mankind. Death had to be undone, and Jesus did it. By miracles and signs and wonders, God proved that He had power over all creation to heal the lame and the blind. And by raising Jesus from death, things became simple again. Jesus is the Christ, the Lord of all creation, the one who has all power over all things. And He is the one who sends you out to say, go and make disciples of every nation, to baptize and to teach. The Spirit again hovers over the waters. In baptism, the Spirit is hovering over the water and God touches His creation. He reaches into this world, into the water that He created to give us a greater gift. This is simple. There is no moving parts in the gospel. There's nothing compelling God to do this. He simply acts in His word to give us life, forgiveness, righteousness. And this is what silences the enemy. This is what opens the mouth of a child to perfect God's praises. This is why God's strength is not in us. It's not in us to untie our knots. It's in Him. The enemy is silenced as the mouth of a child becomes the place of God's strength. It is a call for us grown-ups also to return to the water. To return to those creative acts of God and His Word. To return to the place where God works in earthly elements to create something. To bless us with a new creation. In the water, in the bread, in the wine, today we find the God of creation proving He has power over all things to put away our sins, to crown us with Christ, and to give us a simple faith. He leaves our old man dead and raises up a new man who lives simply to serve God. Patience and humility, honesty and honor, a good reputation and attitude, selflessness and sacrifice, love and trust. These are the elements that characterize our new man. Yes, it is the same God of the Bible who comes to us in the 21st century and says, lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Children tend to keep things simple. If you've ever tried to teach a child how to ride a bike, you know that no matter how much you try to tell them what to do or what not to do, it really doesn't matter. You can tell them to try to turn more, to lean the other way, and yet ultimately they learn to ride the bike simply by doing it. Their mind and their brain begin to catch on and they balance. As grown-ups, we do make things complicated, but now is the time to go back to being a child. As we look ahead to tomorrow, to the next day, to the future, we are children. By baptism, we are children of the Heavenly Father, and we look ahead with that mind. God doesn't tell us every detail. He doesn't coach us through every decision. Instead, He simply teaches by doing. By doing it for us, by letting us do it in Him. He remains with us, leading us to repentance when we ignore Him, helping us when we fall, healing us when we get hurt, picking us up, putting us back into His purpose, and steering us forward in Christ. As children, we learn to balance, and we praise His holy name. It is a simple statement, and yet in it, the enemy is silenced. God does have big hands. Amen.